Hello and welcome to the Viking Sports Podcast, exploring Salem State sports. We are producing this podcast under the direction of Dr. Casey Bloom and the Recreation Management Concentration at Salem State University in Salem, Massachusetts. Today we're exploring the topic of baseball, and I'm now joined by Salem State Vikings James Dolan. Dolan is a grad student, I should say, played for three seasons in St. Rose, and now two seasons here with his Vikings team. Dolan, welcome to the Vikings Sports Podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
My name is J-Rod, also known as Jose Rodriguez. Talking about previewing the 24th season and much more here with James Dolan. So the season is right down the corner. How excited are you for the 2024 season is upon us?
I'm extremely excited. I think we got a good group of guys. I think we've all worked hard this offseason to prepare us for the spring, so I'm really looking forward to it.
What have you been working on during the off season to stay prepared and to stay in shape for this season?
During this off season, I hit and lifted pretty much every day. Same with a lot of the other guys on the team, just trying to stay in shape. And obviously, being in the cold weather a lot, we were fortunate enough to have some indoor facilities that allow us to hit and lift and get our throwing in to stay in shape before the season starts.
How long you've been playing baseball, and when did you realize this could be something special that you could play in the collegiate level?
Yeah, I've probably been playing baseball since as long as I can remember. So as soon as I could walk, I had a bat or a ball in my hand. My dad had played in college and had been a college coach for a while, so it was kind of ingrained in me, just baseball when I was a kid. But definitely probably when I was in high school, I realized that like this is something that I could do after high school. And it was, baseball has always kind of been one of those things that whether it be, you know, playing or helping out coaching teams in the summer, like it's just kind of who I am. And
before you played at Salem State, you played the college at St. Rose, the capital New York in Albany. Can you talk about the baseball skills in St. Rose and what did you learn over there that carry over here to Salem State?
Yeah, I mean, I had a great experience in St. Rose. I was there for 3 years, played under head coach Wayne Jones. We had a great group of guys, and I definitely learned a lot about myself as a baseball player, but probably more as a person there. I met a lot of great friends there and have great memories of playing in St. Rose.
In 2022, you shared the same field as your younger brother, Connor Dolan. What does it mean that St. Rose give you guys an opportunity to share the same field together?
Yeah, we've played together pretty much our whole lives, so it's everybody always asks like, oh, is it so special? And it is, because obviously now it's starting to come to an end with both of us being a little bit older and stuff. But we've played on the same field together since we were kids, all through high school and now through college. So it's a special thing.
What does it mean that Salem State is giving you the opportunity to continue on with your dreams and passion?
It means a lot. I think Salem's been a great fit for me. After I left St. Rose and I was exploring, you know, where my next journey would be, I thought that Salem would be a good fit, and it has been so far. So.
And your brother also transferred in at the same year as you guys were.
Yeah, so when it was actually funny, after we were leaving St. Rose, we kind of like took our own paths to the whole recruiting process after St. Rose, like looking at different schools and stuff, and Coach Falcon was the one that recruited us here, and he really kind of encouraged us to come together, and it's been great. Coach Gumbel's been awesome to us, so.
Your multi-hit game came against Fitchburg on April 7th of last year. Can you talk about that game and how huge was it to help your team in a 17-10 victory?
Yeah, that was a crazy game. I remember there were kind of a lot of emotions flying around that game. We were kind of going back and forth with Fitchburg, and I remember they had a pitcher on the mound that was getting getting pretty confident, and you know the boys kind of rallied around each other, and yeah, that was a big win for us. Much needed win in the MASCAC, and yeah, that was definitely one of the highlights of last season, just having a big win like that.
Can you talk about certain things that you were proud and weren't proud of last year, and how you're going to look to turn around and have a bounce back season?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I think like the record is something that we're definitely looking to improve and are certainly going to improve this spring. I think something I'm proud of is that, you know, the boys we were all pretty resilient with kind of the way things played out with Coach Falcon leaving on a short notice, and we're so thankful that Coach Gummo stepped up and was able to kind of rein us all in and for us to, you know, have a season. I think I'm proud of the way that we kind of fought through that adversity, and then obviously, you know, next for this upcoming season, we're looking to improve the record. And yeah,
how difficult was it that Coach Falcon left in a short notice, not knowing the uncertainty?
Yeah.
And what was the reaction when you guys said, okay, Coach Gomez, the guy that I'm assuming that you already knew him since he was already the assistant coach here in Salem State? Isn't that a little bit set of relief, unlike someone new that you guys did not heard of?
Yeah, definitely. I think when Coach Falcon left, it was definitely a shock to everyone. And I think, you know, we kind of didn't know where to go from there. And then we kind of just, you know, leaning on each other. And then once it was decided that Coach Gummo was going to be the coach, it was definitely a sigh of relief because we were all comfortable with him. And you know, it wasn't like we have to meet a whole new coach when the season's just around the corner. We're super comfortable with Coach Gummo, so it was a great fit and happy that it worked out the way it did.
What does Coach Gummo bring in the table that makes him a great coach, knowing that he was also in the same shoes as you guys were since he was a college athlete itself?
Yeah, I think one of my favorite things about Coach Gummo is just that he's very personable, and he makes himself available to everybody on the team, you know, if you want to go talk to him about anything. And he definitely cares about us, you know, as guys, and not only just, you know, as baseball players too. Like he wants what's best for us on and off the field. So I think he brings a fun component to baseball too. Like, you know, obviously at practice we get serious when we're working on stuff, but he's super funny, and we laugh and we joke, so it's a good vibe.
Have you ever envisioned, once you were a young child, that you and your younger brother would share the same field in the collegiate level?
I definitely knew that would probably be a possibility. I mean, when we were in high school, we shared the same field together and had a lot of success. We won the state championship in high school, so that was really cool. And yeah, I definitely thought that it would be a possibility to play in college together.
How did high school help you prepare for this opportunity in college?
I think, you know, like in high school, we had a lot of success. We won a lot of baseball games. So I think just kind of that winning mentality, I kind of carried with me past high school, and have tried to kind of share that mindset with a lot of guys. I think, you know, baseball is a game where it's tough. I mean, sometimes the spotlight's on you when you're up to bat or you're on the mound pitching. It's very, like, you know, singular, but it's a team game, and it takes the nine guys in the field and the guys on the bench to rally around and win baseball games.
What adjustment have you made from high school to the collegiate once you were in St. Rose?
I think definitely, I mean, baseball-wise, obviously, you get a little bit older, you get a little bit better, but I think I've grown up a lot from high school to college. I think I've kind of embodied a lot of the things that coaches have kind of instilled in us. As a player, I went to Bridgeton Academy in Maine for a year, played under Coach Isaac. It was a great experience, and I think he taught me a lot about being a good guy on and off the field. And I think, you know, through my experiences at St. Rose, I've really kind of come into my own as an adult. So,
during the summer, do you play in the summer league, like in the future leagues, to get more reps and how it helped you prepare for the season.
Yeah, so last summer I had a wrist injury and didn't really play summer baseball, but the summer before that I played in the Florida Collegiate Summer League, which is a really good summer league down there, and it was a great experience. I loved living down in Florida. It was really cool. And then the two summers before that I played in the Futures League. I played for the Brockton Rocks and the Norwich Sea Unicorns. So those are both cool experiences. They're long summers in the Futures League, but it's great baseball, and it definitely helps prepare you for the college season.
Can you talk about what was the difference between the Brockton and the Unicorns?
So when I was in Brockton, I lived at home, and it was, pretty easy commute to Brockton. That was probably one of my favorite summers of baseball maybe ever. I mean, we had such a great team, and that summer, it was the 2020 summer, so there was no Cape Cod League and no NECBL, so we had a lot of the guys, a lot of like top tier talent that played in the Futures League, so I was able to play with a lot of guys who are now playing professionally and a lot of guys who are playing at the high division level, so it was a great experience.
And it helped you to be more productive and to stay focused for the season as well. How excited are you for the spring training in Florida, knowing that you guys were in South Carolina last season?
Yep. I'm super excited for Florida. I think it's going to be a great tournament and a great experience for us. Myrtle Beach was fun last season, but obviously it's not all that warm in Myrtle Beach. I think we're going to get some great weather in Florida, and I think it's going to be awesome for everybody.
How the competition in Myrtle Beach is different than here in New England, and how does it prepare you guys, knowing if you want to play big in May, where it matters the most, you guys have to face harder competition. That's what spring training is all about.
Yeah, I think we definitely, when we went down to Myrtle Beach, played some top-of-the-line town. We played Eastern Connecticut, who was fresh off a national championship, so that was obviously a pretty big test for us, but I mean, it's good. It prepares us to be able to play in the MASCAC and play our non-conference schedule when we get back up here. We play a tough schedule to begin with when we play Babson and Endicott. They're all some of the best teams in the region, but that's, if we want to be like that someday and be the top talent in the region, then that's what we got to play.
How difficult is to be a student athlete plus on top of the other commitment that you might have?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a challenge sometimes. I think it's good. It's a good challenge though. It keeps you on your toes and it keeps you busy. It's not a lot of downtime. You got school and work and baseball. So I think it's a good mix to kind of keep me honest and keep me going.
Did you have other, when you were in the transfer process, do you have other offers before coming to Salem State?
Yep. I explored a lot of different schools, and honestly, when I came to Salem, I wasn't, expecting a whole lot. I was just kind of coming, and Coach Falcon really kind of blew me away with what he kind of envisioned for the program. And I think, with him gone, Coach Gummo has kind of carried out that vision, and he wants to bring winning baseball to Salem State, and I bought in, and I'm now fully invested in that to bring winning baseball to Salem State.
So you're one of the four captains of this team. How you can be a leader to the younger classmen that is working themselves up in the ladder?
Yeah, I think it's definitely cool to be a captain. I think I've obviously kind of been around the block and had a lot of experiences within college baseball, and whether it be the summers and springs, I think I've played a lot around a lot of good guys that have taught me a lot, like a lot of older upperclassmen that I played under at St. Rose, and even last year we had some guys, but definitely being an older guy, just kind of trying to model for the younger guys what it takes to be a successful baseball player and be a leader in the classroom and in the community and stuff like that.
Your younger brother is also a captain for this team. What does it mean that you guys are captain of this team? It's like a fairy tale.
Yeah, it's cool. I we both kind of I was, when we were doing the captain voting, and obviously, you know, being transfers, it's hard, and I think, you know, a lot of the guys kind of gravitated towards, like, just talking baseball, and I think it allowed us to build a good relationship with a lot of the guys on and off the field, and I think, you know, being older guys on the team, a lot of the younger guys have kind of, you know, hung around and wanted to kind of learn from us because we've had so many experiences. But yeah, it's really cool to have him as a captain too.
What kind of additional responsibility do you guys have to do as captain, and knowing that Brock and Boucher is also captain of this team, like how all four of you collaborated together to be the best on your team each day in and day in and day out?
Yeah, I think we actually have a really good mix because we're very different in a lot of ways, the four of us, but we're also a lot the same in terms of like the work ethic and the accountability and stuff like that. So I think that the four of us kind of mesh really well when it comes to, you know, being captains and kind of just being the example for the younger guys. I think one of the big things we talk about is accountability and just kind of make sure everybody's pulling their weight and doing what they're expected to. So I think the four of us are a good group.
When we're getting closer and closer for the season, do you change your routine a little bit? Like, what is your preparation as we're getting closer to opening day?
Yeah, I think, you know, during the winter, it was just kind of a lot of heavy lifting, stuff like that. And I think now, as the season kind of approaches, it's, you know, it's still maintaining, like, strength and stuff like that, but also making sure, you know, the body is flexible enough to play a 40-game season, because it is, you know, it can be grueling. Like, those, you know, you play so many games in a row, and it's sometimes it takes a toll on you. And I think now, you know, a lot, once actual baseball starts up, it'll be a lot more throwing, a lot more hitting, a lot more baseball activity. So I'm looking forward to it.
What is your routine during practice and during games, and how is it different and similar?
I think, yeah, so our routine at practice, it depends, you know, on what Coach Gummo has planned for the day. But, you know, infielders usually get their early work in, just take ground balls, get ready for practice. Outfielders kind of do the same thing with fly balls. Pitchers with Coach Greenan do their own thing. They stretch and do throwing and stuff like that. So usually at practice, we're kind of broken up by position. The catchers do their thing. And then we usually start off kind of broken up into groups based on position, and then kind of gel back together to do full team stuff, and then we usually hit at the end together.
Which team is a big threat on the mask tag and that you guys will find a way to beat them?
I think Bridgewater State was really good last year. I think they lost a lot of the guys that were there last year, but I think Bridgewater will be pretty good. Westfield will be pretty good. I really think that if we play up to our ability, we'll be able to be right up there. I think one of the big things that we lacked last year was a bit of confidence. And I think going into the season, we're a little bit more confident. We're a little bit more comfortable. We kind of, you know, we expect a lot out of ourselves. So I think this year we should make a run.
Other than winning the 2024 MASCAC, because that's the goal, what additional expectation do you guys have for this season?
I would say that, you know, when we're down in Florida, definitely have a winning record down there. I think that was one of the things we talked about last year in Myrtle, was coming home with a winning record. We fell short of that. I think this year, with the way the schedule is kind of panning out in Florida, I think we're setting ourselves up to be able to win some games and then challenge ourselves. So we're playing, you know, some really good competition. But I think going down to Florida, having a winning record will set us on a good track for the season.
How you guys were able to bond connected at Myrtle Beach, knowing that you guys were there like probably a week?
Yeah,
a week. So it's a lot of like bonding,
yeah,
going in and involved. How close do you got, or how close do you get with all of those players, your teammates?
Yeah, extremely close. I mean, you're, you know, down in Myrtle Beach for a week, and you got four guys in one room. So it's you're in close quarters, but you get to spend a lot of quality time with the guys, and I think it's one of the best, you know, experiences that you can have, and definitely something that I'm going to miss from college baseball is being able to, you know, stay in hotels and, you know, be on the road with the guys, the bus trips and stuff like that. It's always super fun. There's a lot of laughs. So yeah, it's the best.
What games are you looking forward to this season?
Definitely looking forward to Gordon, game one of the year. I mean, last year we played them in midweek, kind of fell short. I think, you know, that's who we got first. So I'm ready for Gordon. And then as each game comes, that'll be the most important game, kind of take it one game at a time. But I'm looking forward to Gordon.
Can you talk about the bus rides when you're going traveling versus when you guys come back? And how's it different when you guys win and lose this coming back to Salem?
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, when you win a baseball game, it's makes the bus ride a lot more fun. And it could be the longest bus ride of the year, but if you come off a couple wins, it's always a special thing. Last year we beat MCLA the last series of the year, so, you know, ending on a win, that last bus ride, even though it's bittersweet that the season's over, it was good to win those last four games of the year against MCLA. But yeah, I mean, the losing bus rides, they're definitely tough, but Coach Gumbo's big on kind of turning the page and seeing, you know, who's next and what, because it's hard, you know, it's tough to lose a game, but you can't hang your hat on one game. You got to be ready for the next one, and you can't let that carry over. So I think, you know, after a loss, you kind of turn the page, get ready for the next game, and go out and win.
What's your go-to meal?
My go-to meal?
Yeah.
I would say probably Chipotle. I think that's my go-to meal. It fuels me up, gets me ready to go, feeling good.
Who has inspired you to play this sport, and what does baseball mean to you?
Baseball is everything to me. I mean, it's kind of just who I am. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. I think my dad has definitely been the most influential person when it comes to baseball. He's been around the game since he was a kid. My grandfather is super invested in the game. He comes to all the games. He's always on Twitter tweeting about Salem State baseball. He did the same when we were in high school and at St. Rose. So I kind of come from a baseball family. So I think it's kind of been ingrained in me that you know, we're kind of just baseball people.
Who's your favorite player?
My favorite player. So when I was growing up, my favorite player was Trot Nixon, who played for the Red Sox. But I would say right now, I love Bryce Harper. I love that he kind of plays the villain and everybody hates him, but he's got some swagger. I like him.
Who has been your biggest influence in your life?
Biggest influence in my life? Probably my dad. Yeah, I would say that my dad's been the biggest influence. But both my parents. There's my mom and dad, you know, they're super hard workers, and they've kind of showed me and my two younger brothers kind of, you know, what it takes to get up every day and, you know, to work, and they've given us every opportunity to do everything. So it's, without my parents, it would be nothing. So
what message do you have for the rest of the student athletes here in Salem State?
I would say that my biggest message would be take it one day at a time. Don't let your highs get too high, your lows get too low. I think it comes quick. Like, I remember, you know, being a freshman I feel like it was just yesterday, and 5 years of college baseball have gone by. So I would say, you know, enjoy every moment that you have with your college friends, because it's going to go away at some point, you know, and it's a tough thing to when time comes that you have to kind of say goodbye to college sports. But I think, you know, when you take it one day at a time, you appreciate every opportunity you get, it'll be the best experience of your life.
Knowing that you're a grad student, this is your last year of eligibility, I'm assuming.
Yep.
So when is the last game of the season? What do you think will go through your head knowing that this is it for me?
I think, you know, one of the things we actually talked about in high school, I remember like my senior year of high school kind of thinking, you know, like when the season's over, like this is it, this will be my last high school baseball game ever. And one of the things we always talked about was, how do we possibly spend as many days together as possible? So that the ultimate goal is to win the state championship, and that's what we did. So we got to spend as many days as possible together. So one of the things we always talked about was, you know, going into a do or die game, a playoff game. It was, you play for practice tomorrow. So I'm going to play for as many practices and as many games as we got. And, you know, I've kind of come to peace with the fact that this is the last run, and I want to make a special one. I think we got a really special group of guys. I think Coach Gummo and the coaching staff have prepared us well to go out and win baseball games.
Do you still want to continue playing baseball once this year is over, like in an independent league?
I think I'll probably play in some men's leagues or some summer leagues and stuff like that. But I can't see myself ever really getting away from the game, whether it be, you know, with coaching or something like that. Like, I think I'll always kind of be involved in the game. It's kind of ingrained in me. And, I mean, I wake up every day and think about baseball and play baseball. So I think in one way or another, baseball will always kind of be a part of me.
There we have it. We talk to Salem State Vikings James Dolan. We talk about his career as a baseball and St. Rose and here at Salem State. And he's a grad student. This is his last year playing baseball with the Vikings. He also has a younger brother who plays here at Salem State, Connor Dolan. And we're highlighting James Dolan. And the upcoming game for the Salem State Vikings is the opening day. Well, first they will head to Florida for spring training. But then the Vikings will be back in Central Campus, near Central Campus, as they're taking on Gordon on February 24th at noon. The baseball field is right down the corner of the Central Campus. So mark your calendars, February 24th at noon, when Salem State opening day against Gordon. Thank you for joining the Salem State Vikings podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And thank you for all the listeners who listen in to this episode of the Vikings podcast. My name is Jose Rodriguez, also known as J-Rod, and here was James Dolan. Until the next one, have a good day, everyone.